This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's primary election is June 28th. Republicans and unaffiliated voters who choose to participate in the GOP primary will pick between very conservative and more moderate candidates for Secretary of State, U.S. Senate, governor, and key congressional races. Democrats control Colorado's government, and Republicans are hoping to make significant gains in races up and down the ticket. Black leaders hope a new advisory group opens dialogue with Xcel Energy Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The African American Energy Advisory Group will present concerns and issues within the community to Xcel Energy. AAEAG co-chair John Bailey says it's an opportunity for black residents to have
a voice, a respected voice, in meetings, have a conversation about what will happen in our community. Whether it's climate change, whether it's energy, whether it's electric vehicles.
The creation of the AAEAG comes after the recent hire of Xcel Energy Colorado President Robert Kenney, who says he's looking forward to discussions with the group. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado is offering grant money to help local pools hire more workers for the summer. Pools across the state have had to stay closed or drastically reduce hours in response to a widespread lifeguard shortage. Local leaders can now apply for up to $25,000, which can be used for things like pay raises and signing bonuses. Grant applications are open until next Tuesday. There's a fire burning in the North Metro area in Erie near I-25. Fire crews are evacuating homes and businesses in the area. Right now in Boulder, it's 79 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.